case? Can you give us details?
Okay. I think at the last time I checked my SARS status, I was owing about 4,000, not 56,000. But this is informed by the fact that I do have a consultant which is dealing with my SARS issues. And I always, from time to time, interact with him. And he was supposed to inform me of my latest status, but also coordinate the payment. And if it has arisen to this amount of 56,000, I'm not aware of. But I do have somebody who is helping me to deal with the matter. And I'm not aware that it has arisen to this amount.
Oh, thank you, Chair. I think this is the information as at the 1st of March 2017. Meaning that maybe now it has gone up if you have not yet paid it. So can you make a proper follow-up with your consultant so that you can be able to deal with the matter in here?
We know that poverty is a man-made phenomenon, and if you deprive somebody of the primary means of production, there is no way he can do it otherwise except sell the labor power, which is determined, or whose remuneration is determined by you. So we can talk about gender equality, gender oppression, patriarchy, and all that. But it all boils down to who sells the labor power to who and who owns the means of production, especially the primary means of production, the land. So there is just no way we can solve any other problem among ourselves unless we oppress each other, and then we can say, yeah, get a land. Then we start to. But as long as we are all have the chains of labor which chains us and to the masters, then when we quarrel with each other or oppress each other, it's just immaterial. It's just maybe a family quarrel or whatever, but we quarrel because we lack the basic wherewithal. So the gender equality thing, we have been discussing it from a different angle, and that men are a problem. We never talk about the owners of the means of production and the socialization within which keeps us in this status quo, where is the master and a servant relationship, all of us. So we are merely made to discuss peripheral issue to the real essence of what it is all about, you know, this the deprivation of the means of production. That's they never touch up the primary means of production, and they socialize us through the superstructure that we must quarrel with each other and chase our tail about gender equality, gender inequality, because all of us
time is up.
We are not now. I would like to know, when you mobilize the workers, do you mobilize them to just fight to be slaves to salary? Or you mobilize them to get hold of the primary means of production and work for themselves? And how are you going to solve this problem of gender inequality if you don't solve the major problem, which is what the world is trying to grapple, especially the black people in South Africa, where we were dispossessed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think I agree with you that the initial problem before the gender relations is how people and all people are able to meet their basic needs. That is, to meet their needs for food, shelter, and for clothing and all those. And all the people, if they were to be given access to land or the means of production, all the people would be able to do that. In fact, in the past, people used to till the land, people used to hunter-gather, and in the patriarchal or traditional systems of chieftaincy, people would do that, and where there is surplus, it would be taken to the traditional chief, who would distribute it among those who have less or who are not able to. And it is true that people, because of this alienation from the land and the fact that people are not able to access and produce food for themselves, it is the primary problem, and which is now exacerbated by the fact that when migrant labor system came, it took the men to be the reliable labor force, because the men was more reliable, because the women would disturb the economic system through their reproductive role. So it is true that the system that we have exploits that patriarchal division of labor, and to an extent that we find ourselves fighting between men and women. But I don't have time to elaborate, but I agree with that the alienation of people from the means of production makes them to be dependent, and that gives them their universal rights. That is why we have to give them grants, we have to provide for them, because they want to be working for themselves. They are all over the streets saying we want jobs, but jobs are not there, and hence government must provide, because it is the establishment of the state that has made it for people to be alienated, not that people are not willing to work. Thank you.
Ngibonge sihlalo. Mhlonishwa Jafta. Kunalabantu babesebenza othotha abayeni babo babesebenzela uhulumeni. Kunalezi imali edonswayo zokuthi mangabe sebedlulile emhlabeni, unkosikazi wabe angasalahlupheke, mhlawumbe azagcina esefuna ukungenwa. So manje lezi zimali, inkinga yabo bakhala ngokuthi uhulumeni le mali le abayifihlelwa abayeni babo uyayitaxa, iphinde futhi noma isikuyena umnikazi wayo lo mama lo aphinde ayitaxe, kubeni akasebenzi. Kanti le mali vele akuseyona imali loba naka sasebenzi, kodwa kuphela manje uyena osele nabantwana, uyafundisa, uyondla. Umbuzo wami ukuthi yini ongakwazi ukuthi unikeze ithemba laba omama asebenenkinga manje ukuthi balahlwa abakhwenyana babo bashona, kodwa still ukuthi nala masenta abebekhona abashiyela bayeni babo, still uhulumeni uSARS uyayitaxa. Yini into ongabasiza ngayo ukuthi bengabuzwa lobo buhlungu bokuthi lezi mali mayifika kubona vele ziphinde itekswe?
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Jafta, there are men that have worked for government, and you find that they have passed on and left monies for their wives to continue surviving. Now, the SARS deducts or taxes these monies when they have been saved. Even when it is now the money, it is now in the hands of the actual widow, SARS continues to tax it. Although this woman is now alone, unemployed, the children have to eat and be taken to school. My question is, what can you do to help these women who are facing this difficulty in the sense that they are being taxed a lot of money, and you find that prices of things have gone up?
Thank you. No, qala umbuzo ungalulanga, but ndicinga ukuthi as the CGE has got the power to look at the legislation, and where the legislation does not promote the rights of women or it infringes on the rights of women, and any other legislation, the CGE has got the power to initiate a review And in this regard of this law, kuzomele sijonge lo mthetho lo otexa imali zababantu. Sikwazi ukuthi siqulunqe ukulungisa kwalo mthetho lowo ukuthi kube ne-exemption for imali ezinjalo. But also singakwazi ukusebenzisana ne nama structures afana noteba, sikwazi ukuthi siqinisekise ukuthi imali zabamama abangabahlolokazi bayazivumana. And then siyazi ukuthi kunemali ezininzi zabantu abangaziwayo, abanye abayeni babo bashone bengaziwa, abanye bayaziwa kodwa amakhosikazi wabo abayazi ukuthi ezomali zihleli. Therefore kuzomele size ne-campaign mobilize ukuthi omama bayazi, but also we'll have to review that law. I think the CGE, its main objective is to look at legislation and to make sure that it is being reviewed also in the form of exemptions, and then we'll look at that clause that can enable us to do that.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I think that was the last one. Thank you very much, Mami. Is there anything that you want to ask, honorable members?
We were asking ourselves to go to Wi-Fi in the parliament.
Yeah. Yeah, ne? Yeah, right. Yeah. Honorable Velma will take it up. Thank you very much for coming. Wish you good luck and fly safe tomorrow. I hope Monica is the one who's going to take care of your logistics. Yeah, natisiyabonga. Uhambe kahle.